I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate December 19th. The She-Goat is a lot more than it seems. What looks like a single brilliant star is actually two sparklers. Both of them are much bigger, heavier, and brighter than the Sun. Capella is the brightest star of Auriga, the charioteer. Its name comes from a Latin phrase that means the She-Goat. It's 43 light-years away, just down the block by astronomical standards. Both stars of Capella are about 2.5 times as massive as the Sun, and both are more than 70 times brighter than the Sun. But the stars are quite close together, less than the distance from Earth to the Sun. So we can't see them as individual points of light, even with the biggest telescopes. Astronomers discovered Capella's dual nature with a technique called spectroscopy. It breaks a star's light into its individual wavelengths. The spectrum of Capella shows two patterns of light. The patterns move back and forth as the stars orbit each other. The patterns reveal details about both stars, their surface temperature, composition, and more. From that and other details, we know that both stars have moved beyond the prime phase of life. Now, they're in the giant phase. Both stars have puffed up to about 10 times the diameter of the Sun. Two big, brilliant stars for the She-Goat. Capella is a third of the way up the northeastern sky at nightfall. It's one of the brightest stars in the entire night sky, so you can't miss it. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.